we get the show underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program a talented actress. We had a chance to talk to her last fall right before her new series, Big Sky, premiered on ABC. Well, in the time since, it's become a huge hit in its first season. They took a little break, but are coming back next week with more episodes. Next Tuesday night, starting at 10 o'clock, is the first one, and we'll find out what happens with her character of Denise Brisbane as we welcome back to the program, Dee Dee Pfeiffer. We're so happy to have you back with us. Thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having me back. I was very excited. You're my first, like, callback.
Yeah, when Anthony said you were out there, I said, just sign us up. And he said, oh, well, you've already talked to Dee Dee. I said, yes. That's why we want to talk with her again.
And I have a lot to say always. So well, I can help you.
The last time we talked with you, Big Sky had not gone on the air yet. And we talked about what it was going to be about. But I'm not sure you could have prepared us for this show. Wow, this thing is crazy. It's great.
Now you understand why I was being a little sketchy in my description of the show, because it's really hard to describe it without showing your hand on, you know what I mean? Because it's such a cliffhanger after cliffhanger, but the pilot just sets up the tempo that nobody is safe. Watch your back. Even like me, I'm Denise, and I don't know I'm safe until I get the script. Says I'm still alive. You know what I mean?
Well, Denise is right in the middle of everything. And I love the fact that, you know, she's not afraid to call anybody on anything, including Cody early on, gets you right in his face and lets him know how it is.
Yeah, I love it. Like when David described Denise as gossip is her currency. You know? And I love that because it just kind of helped me launch the way she thinks and the way she feels. And she does everything out of love, and she's a smart ass, and it's always... But she does know everything. She does. She's one of those people who kind of knows everything, but she doesn't want to hurt anybody with that information. But she will also step in there in your lane. She'll get in your lane a little bit. But she'll jump back out. But she'll jump in there. She'll nudge you and then jump back out, right?
That's what makes her such a great character. And we're so excited. There are going to be new episodes. So walk us through the timeline. Is this because you had to shut down for a while due to COVID and then restart?
Yeah, honestly, it is so weird, Rich. I'm still confused. The COVID thing made everything so discombobulated. We have this weird shooting schedule, weird airing. It's like even when we were airing and then somebody goes, oh, you're done. And I'm like, what do you mean we're done? You know? And then I had to ask the other cast. So yeah, we're going off the air and then we're coming back. And I'm like, that's just so strange. What is going on? But yeah, this is all COVID related, but we're really hoping to get back on track. Like right now, as we speak, we're finishing up the last two of the next, what is it? Eight that you're all going to see.
Overall, yes. What's it been like shooting in Vancouver?
I love Canada. I love the Canadians. They are just the sweetest population of people. Our crew, my God, we beat them up and they're still smiling and they're sweet and they're tired. They're tired, but God bless them. They hang in there with us. I love Canada. I really do. And I have all these Canadian birds. Did I tell you about my birds that are out on the balcony?
No, fill us in on that.
Oh, you know, I think when you interviewed me, that thing was the very beginning of my insanity. Because I've been here for 8 months and the whole COVID thing, when I did go home for a minute to see my boys and my fur babies, I had to come back and quarantine 2 weeks each time. I did that 3 times. I spent 2 week chunks 3 times with myself. Rich, let me tell you, I don't like myself that much to spend that kind of time with myself. I discovered that was my, I like told my boys, please don't make me have to go home again. I can't do that. I just can't sit with myself for 2 more weeks. But in the process, I made all these friends with these Canadian birds, and they have names, and they have personalities. We have exchanges. It's on my Instagram, Dee Dee Pfeiffer Official. Yeah, you can see it on there. Gilligan, Skipper, Gangsta, Big Boy. I have them all out there.
I love it. Hey, well, next week, we've got John Carroll Lynch on the show.
You have John. Tell him I said hi.
Yes, and well, man, I guess I don't want to drop any spoilers, but if people didn't see it, yeah. Let's just say, well, it didn't end all that well for Rick.
Well, you know, that's what's so hard, because some people still haven't seen the show, so they're going to go binge it before they start up again. So again, I'm always really careful with I always just say the pilot, not giving away any spoiler alert, because the pilot sets up the tempo that nobody is safe on this show. So let's just say that includes everybody, including characters that you some you may not be surprised that they got, you know, killed, but you might be surprised how they got taken out, right?
Yes.
Legarski is definitely one of those characters. I won't say what happened to him, but let's just say, even when I read the script, I went, get out. That's how they took Legarski out? I go, that is cool. I mean, not that it's cool that he got killed, but.
Well, yeah. Let's just say there's justice, there's karma.
Yeah, that was karma. That was karma. That was some good karma right there, especially because I know Brooke, who plays Marilee. We've known each other for years and years. We go way back. So when she came on the show, none of us saw, you know, what was going on with any of our characters. You know what I mean? You know, in this season, you're going to see that Denise actually dates. I didn't even know that I dated Denise. I mentioned a line how I dated some guy who smelled like this cologne, who was an auctioneer. And then that disappears. And then there's another line where I talk about going out with a guy named Franklin, who we go UFO spotting. And guess where they came up with that idea? From me.
Why did I know that?
I'm pointing at me. Yeah, because I think that stuff is so darn interesting. Just all of that stuff, ancient alien theorists, all that stuff. So I said, let's make Denise just totally into that stuff because it makes her like the other 300 million people in the country that believe in that stuff. I'm not alone. Denise ain't alone.
No, I think it's really fascinating. You know who else believes is Dave Foley. We had him on a while back, and he's, you know, he's convinced that a lot of stuff is being hidden from us that the folks don't want us to know.
Well, and it's interesting, beside the whole government thing and what they do, because they're going to do what they do. But if you just look at a lot of the stuff that archaeologists have discovered, and if you start looking at ancient Mayan, you know, paintings on these caves that are like 50,000 million years old, what have you, especially those that are across the country, all over, and the similarities, you start to look at that and you go, how could they, they weren't talking to each other, they didn't know about each other, and they have a lot of similar things that kind of lead to this other higher intelligence, let's just say, that's a possibility that gave us a lot of our knowledge, which to me makes a lot more sense than, you know, a bunch of people making those, not the pyramids that mimic the original pyramid. I'm talking the original pyramids, like, you know, and that stuff's crazy, right?
Absolutely. Talking with Dee Dee Pfeiffer here on Downtown. So were you surprised at the success of this show? Because it became a hit right out of the box. And then I was looking at the numbers. I think you had your highest ratings of the year in the final episode.
You know, I got to say, Rich, I'm so out of the loop. That's the joke on the set. I'm like, I'm always the last to know everything. Because I just stay in my little bird cage. It's COVID over here. So I don't really do anything other than go to work, right? So, and feed the Canadian birds on my balcony. So I'm always like the last to know. And then I heard from the cast, well, we're doing really well. And I'm like, oh my God, that's fantastic. I mean, I watched it. I really liked it, but I'm biased, right? But then they were like, no, Dee Dee, really, the numbers are crazy. And they also think that Denise is in on it. And I went, oh, and I was like, really? And they're like, so I found that to be fascinating. I find our numbers to be flattering. It's really flattering because, you know, we are working hard to entertain. And it's hard to be away from your family, your friends, and quarantining and what have you. It's not a woe is me story or us. Listen, we're employed. So that's already a plus. But COVID makes things definitely more complicated. But
and you know, ratings are never a guarantee. And I don't think we talked about this last time you were on, but you were on a big ratings hit with Sybil with an incredibly talented cast. And then the network kind of pulled the rug out from under you guys when you were doing well and people loved you. The critics loved you, nominated for every award out there and doing well in the ratings.
Yeah, that was my first starring role, like on a series, you know, a series regular. So I was a newbie, you know, I was a brand, I was like a deer in the headlights that whole show. Crazy show, lots of talented people. I met some phenomenal people on that show. But it was funny because before I even got cast, I was watching this weird show called AbFab that no one I knew knew about it, right? And so I was addicted to it. I thought it was the funniest show because it was just so not PC. It was just so wrong, it was right. And then when I read the pilot of Sybil, I went, this reminds me of AbFab. I love this. I was really jazzed to get that role because it happened to have been, because Sybil came from, you know, the idea of AFAB.
Right.
Which is, two women just get into a lot of trouble.
And I miss this somehow along the way. I'm disappointed because I'm a big Meatloaf fan. I didn't realize you were in Meatloaf to Hell and Back.
Yes, Rich. I played Mrs. Loaf. I played Meatloaf's wife. And I remember the best part about that was I did it with Earl, who played, he was in Something About Mary, I think it was. He played Cammy Diaz's brother. And anyways, Earl was hysterical. He was so great. But we got to age 20 years in that.
Right.
An autobiography about Meatloaf and his story. Yeah. So 20 years I got, so I had all these color wigs because she went through all these different looks. So it was super fun. And I met Cammy Diaz on the making of that because she was filming next door and Earl knew her and I'd never met her before. And when I went over to meet her, I was a redhead and she looked like a dude because she was doing the Mission Impossible, the movie where she looked like a dude, the girl, Charlie's Angels.
Yes. Yeah.
We met each other not looking at all like the way we normally look. And yet people say we're similar. And yet I go, you look like a dude. She goes, since when are you a redhead? And we're just like laughing, right?
By the way, as we're talking, Carrie, my producer here, is showing me some of the pictures of your bird friends. Those are incredible.
Yeah, they're my buddies. Some of my people, my friends on Instagram are like, are you the bird whisperer? I'm like, I'm a 57-year-old woman trying not to jump off the balcony from isolation and away from everything I know and love, my children and my animals. So I started looking out the balcony one day and I was like, these are really beautiful, like pigeons. It actually started with a moth. If you see on my Instagram, I named a moth in my room when I first got here. And then he flew out and I made this whole story how now we're divorced and I kicked him out. And then the moth came back and I gave him a second chance. And then the moth turned into the pigeons, which turned into the seagulls. And now I'm not sure the neighbors like me very much. The birds love me. The neighbors, they're glad when I leave in 2 weeks to go back home.
Especially the people directly below you, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, I do clean up their gifts that they leave me every day. And I literally go buy huge loaves of bread just for them to keep them all wheat, of course, because it's important that the seagulls get all wheat bread. I don't want to mess up their digestive systems.
Now, when we talked last time, we also talked about the work you had done over the last decade or so, going back to school and earning your master's degree. Carrie's daughter has graduated, and now she's off to graduate school as a social worker as well. So any advice that you can pass along here?
Master's program is equivalent to like boot camp. It's the time you get to pull all your skills together. And the most important thing I would say is don't be a hero. Don't think you can be Superman or Superwoman or Super They and think you can do it alone. Just reach out for help. Get those study groups. Reach next to you to the left and right. Get their emails and do this together because the bulk of the work is huge. And you really kind of, by design, it's too much to do. I mean, especially if you've got a reading disorder and a learning disability like I did. So you lean on these people, these groups, these study groups to help each other out. You take chapter 2 and 3, I'll take 4 and 5 and you do 7 and 9 and then we'll write notes and then we'll switch and we'll have conversations. And they actually want you to do that. They want you to collaborate. It's team thinking, right? Group think. So I say lean on people and guess what? These people you'll be friends with, I still am, my cohort. I'm still friends with them years later and we got through boot camp together and that's like awesome, right? You can say we did it and you will. It'll be tough, but tell her I said she will get through it.
I will pass that along. Yeah, she's a little apprehensive about working on the master's, but she's wrapping up her undergrad internship right now and already starting interviews for the master's internship that she's going to have to be doing.
Tell her the best part about grad school is your internship. Everything you learned in the books is like it's in your head. But then when you actually go into the field, now you got to work it. And you know what? Tell her I said this. Sometimes what I found, especially because I work with homeless in the encampments with them, everything I learned, I had to throw it out. Just throw it out the door and just talk to them. Come to where they're at. And you can't lose if you just come to where they're at and just listen. A lot of times people just want to be listened to. Right. And that alone is a skill set that no book can teach you.
Yeah,
right?
She picked that up in her current assault response service internship. So
that's fantastic. Tell her that, like, right now on screen and with the cast and the crew, I'm actually using some of my social worker skills, and I use them with Denise as well. So tell her she'll never know where she's going to apply these skills. And more importantly, I want to say, tell her, I said, thank her for her service beforehand, because people who go into the social welfare industry, they don't get paid even proper, not even close. But the fact that they're willing to go through all that schooling to go out and help people is, they're like walking angels, literally, you know, they really are. So tell her, I said, thank you.
I will absolutely pass that along.
Well, and we say thank you as well, Dee Dee. It's so great to visit with you once again. Can't wait for these new episodes coming up next week, Tuesday night, the 13th at 10 p.m., brand new episodes of Big Sky. And we'll see what happens to Denise and the dating, too.
Yeah, and I mean, she hasn't really gone on a date yet. I'm waiting for that. She may even take her hair down for once. But Rich, it's the Klein Saucers. This next episode, this next season is the Klein Saucers. And you want to meet a messed up family? Oh boy, buckle up again. This next season is going to be crazy.
That's fantastic. Well, we can't wait for it. It's so good to talk with you again, Dee Dee. Appreciate you making time for us. Say hi to the birds for us.
Follow me on Instagram. You'll see them all.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Rich.